Hey everybody, welcome to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com and click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, gather together, and come up with a game plan. I'm also being published all over the place, but you can check me out at byebyebluesky.com, health-access.com, and several other sites throughout the internet. Seems like the word's getting out. And with articles on health, remedies, and general information going on worldwide and right here at home, this program is designed to help you keep your health and to show viable and inexpensive alternatives that can keep you and your family healthy and to alleviate or remove unwanted illnesses that may occur in our lives from time to time, making you aware that not all that's supposed to be safe is, and in some cases, allowing to understand the hidden dangers and possible solutions to prevention or protection of your health. I have been in the health food industry as well as a personal consultant and bodybuilder trainer, and now energy worker, assisting people with finding health solutions, and I've utilized different healing modalities from different cultural themes, as well as in herbs, supplements, vitamins, essential oils, and foods. You can access me by going to my website at augmentinforce.com, augmentinforce.com. I also do personal consultation as well through the internet, through the IMs, phones, personal visits, as well as in-house workshops for families, individuals, or groups. If you go on my website at the augmentinforce.com, there you'll find a catalog link. It's updated. I got some mistakes in there, but I did bring it up a little bit up to current. And in there, you're going to find a flash drive, 30 gigs of information on a host of things, from books to interviews, radio shows, and databases, and videos all in one. We also have the triangle. We also have the bucket. We also have t-shirts. We also have traditional herbal remedies and tonics and whatnot. If you need a consultation as well, that can be available. So for more information, feel free to reach me at independs@yahoo.com, independs@yahoo.com, or contact me here at 519-977-5351. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to make on the show, feel free to do so pertaining to the topic at hand. 208-935-0094. And today's date is August 26, 2017. And despite the evil on this planet, despite the crap that they've thrown in the atmosphere, despite the fact that they've poisoned the food supply, despite the fact that they have created diversions and divisions among cultures and races, we are still here. Isn't that interesting? By the grace of God, obviously. All right. Anyway, it's been these weeks when I, you know, between shows, all kinds of things happen. It seems like the week becomes very chaotic. I mean, there's so many things I got my finger on, you know, running a business and doing shows, preparing for shows. I mean, it takes me all week to prepare for a show sometimes, you know, because I'm looking for material that can be pertinent and helpful in our lives today, because we're dealing with, in today's times, the things of today. You know, what we had back in the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s, you know, those issues were there. They were the issues of the day. And we have to look at things in dealing with issues of the day, and also to give people credit where credit is due in regard to their stand, their fight, their inspiration to, you know, not only put the information out there to publish it, but to also give people a forum where they can connect and reach out and, you know, try to, in best as they can, come up with the solutions. And the solutions are becoming more and more difficult because the lines are being grayed more and more. When we used to deal with a biological agent, or we used to deal with a metallic agent, these were kind of separate. And so they were easier to deal with. Okay, you got hit with a virus, or a fungus, an algae, a mold, a bacterium, a yeast. You know, there were things you could take specifically for those things and knock them out. Cancers, you know, depending on what the cause of the cancer was. you know, I'm not of the agreement or the opinion that it's just a fungus. My dealings with cancer has led me to see other things. It's basically, from my perspective, an overload, and cancer is basically a secondary effect of the overload, and anything up beyond that is an effect of the primary. So again, things have a way of having a domino effect, where if you start here and you cause this problem, it creates this problem, which causes this problem. And so a lot of times the medical field is only looking at, again, not the cause, but the symptomologies, and it's an erroneous way to practice medicine. This is what they do, this is how it's done, and a lot of times nothing gets resolved or fixed. In fact, a lot of times people have a repetitive visits to the doctor over the same condition. So the prognosis and the diagnosis is incorrect, it's not right, and it's, again, if you have to keep going back to the same doctor over and over again, and you're repeating the same thing over and over again, then you need to find a medical practitioner that is awake and aware, a physician that is going to actually look for causal effect rather than symptomatic. When we're talking about, you know, genetics, transgenetics, epigenetics, nanotoxicologies, you know, all kinds of things, these all relate on genetics. These all relate on cellular health, mitochondria, your DNA, your chromosomes, your very core of your programming and your genetic code. So a lot of the issues today are a direct result of your genetic code being corrupted, violated, you know, exploited, experimented on. You know, when you there's so many things that we're exposed to today that cause the genetic damage that's being done to us. The smart towers, now we're talking about 5G, already 11 places in the United States have 5G. It's already starting to cause havoc. It's already starting to cause issues and health issues. So again, for those states or provinces, because I live in Canada, who are not having the 5G, you need to start doing research in regard to how to block the transmissions and the frequencies, because this signal doesn't just go to the phone. This signal now beelines it into the hypothalamus. This signal now goes right into your brain and accesses your brain. That's what this does. For just about everybody that I know has been exposed to nanoparticulates, whether through pollution, through food, or through other exposures. And so these particles are now embedded inside of you and makes you a transceiver, a very powerful transceiver. ELFs can bounce signals off you. EMFs can bounce signals off you. RFs can bounce signals off you. AM and FM can bounce signals off of you. So, I mean, you are basically a walking, talking transmitter. And as a result, when you get hit with these frequencies, it can have irreparable damage to your DNA and to your genetic code. It can actually alter these things. And this is just from these towers. Your cell phones are altering your genetic code. The Wi-Fis that you're attaching to your computers are altering your genetic code. You know, the foods you're consuming are also altering your genetic code, but through a different process. The nanoparticles can have anything in it. They can have polymers, they can have particulates, different metallics, different constructs, carbon nanotubes, carbon fullerenes, silica components, and silica is an extremely toxic metal, contrary to what we've been told. You know, when they say that you take the mitochondrial earth and you don't absorb it in the bloodstream, that's a little bit of a stretch. It does bypass the digestive system. It does bypass the colon. It does access the system, and it does assemble even without frequencies. I mentioned this before, if you go to a hobby shop, and you can see crystal growing kits. And all you would need is water, the silica powder that they've got, and an activator, usually an acid of some kind. And you just put it together, and you could even put them in different molds, if you will. You know, say you want a circle, if you want a star of David, if you want a a pentagon kind of looking thing. You can grab a mold, put them in there, and it'll take the shape of that mold. You know, so when we're looking at silica and how it can assemble in your body and grow and then shut down the body's capacity to communicate with itself, and then how it attacks the integrity of your skeletal structure. This is something that we need to really reevaluate. And again, the FDA is reevaluating this particular metal because for that very reason. It's the tests that they did do on it, which were very little, was showing that it caused genetic damage and DNA damage. And this is because it's all on a nanoscale anyway. So when we're looking at some of the things that we are exposed to today, you know, this is not 1950 or 1960 anymore. And I'm always referring to the people born in the 50s and mid-60s because that was the generation that was prototyped to be explored and exploited and experimented on. And each decade, the experiment became more refined and more intense. So we get to the point today where we got a generation of numbskulls being born who have no idea what life's really all about, and all they know how to do at best is follow a program. And this is the reality of today. You know, our parents used to complain or wonder about what was going to happen to them because it was our generation that was going to take care of their generation when they retired. And when you look at our generation from the 50s, we don't have anybody that's going to take care of us. And it will all depend on how many of us are going to survive this great new world order coming in. And those of us who have a faith in a living God, that's going to be another interesting perspective. So again, we're going to need to look at a lot of different things, and we've got to take them as they come. And, you know, this is why it says to study, to show yourself approved under God. You know, this is what you need to do. You need to study and you need to experiment. You need to test what you study. If you don't test what you study and you assume that what you're studying is accurate, when you then go to apply it in the real world, it may let you down. We have seen this just in the health food industry alone. The health food industry has got a lot of claims. You can go on PubMed, NIH, and all these other places. And there are studies up the wazoo in those things. I forget how many thousands of studies are there. Just because they are there doesn't mean they are adequate or accurate. There's a guru out there that comes out and is always propagating the studies from NIH and PubMed. And the thing about that is, it's good that you are exposed to the study, and I'm all for showing people these studies. What I'm not all gung-ho about is when somebody's propagating some of these studies as a fact, when in fact they are not facts. In fact, they're nothing but a marketing remedial to sell you a product because they got a study. And this is what they do, a lot of companies. Companies will come up with studies showing that and indicating that this and this and this happened, you know, and all of a sudden you go to buy the product and it doesn't live up to any of its hype. Okay, because again, some of the products they're selling have actually the opposite effect of what they're telling you and can cause problems. You know, and I mean, there are studies like, for instance, soy. Soy is a biggie. You go on PubMed, there are all kinds of studies on soy and the wonderful benefits of soy. None of them are accurate. And the reason why none of them are accurate, because during the time when they were being put in, the Soleya Corporation and other corporations that were getting involved in soy and soy producing got in there to sell the product and to make a sale with it. So they had these bogus studies set up. And these studies were not, in fact, accurate, nor were they done in any way, shape, or form. And some details were left out. Important details that indicate that these things had a side effect. I was reading something today. I was looking at testosterone. Phytoandrogens is what I was looking up. And, you know, to see about, you know, how we can, you know, there are all kinds of estrogenically based foods, you know, but to look at something that's androgenic for the males. Males are suffering dramatically today for a number of reasons and for the same issues that women are dealing with. They're dealing as well with different nanometals that are causing high levels of damage. So when you're talking nano and you're talking hormones, you're talking endocrine system, you know, both genders are being hit. males are having problems with nano silver, nano cadmium, nano titanium. You know, these things, these three specific metals, as I mentioned before, can literally shred the seminal tubes in the sac that help produce the semen and move it through. If your sac is being damaged constantly, then there's no testosterone going to be produced because you've got a malfunctioned set of testicles. So this is all being caused by metals, the nanometals, okay? When we're talking about heavy metal poisoning, what do you think of when I say heavy metal poisoning? Are you thinking about a heavy piece of metal in your body? Are you talking about, you know, your body's got maybe lead in it or cadmium or some other metal that may have some kind of, you know, chemical weight, mercury? Or are you thinking in terms of volume? Let's give you an example. A cell can have, you know, thousands of nanoparticles in a cell. That would be considered heavy metal poisoning. So when you're going to a doctor or a healer or a naturopath or herbalist, whatever you go, whoever you see, and they're giving you stuff to remove the heavy metals, if what they're giving you is a plant-based, chances are it's not going to be able to do the job accurately because the amount that you have and what you're using will not correlate, will not work, because the one has got more than the one can handle. In other words, your body's got so much of the concentration of these particulates that the components that they may be suggesting may not be enough, and you may have to spend more time in a detox mode to get the stuff out or to minimize the stuff so that you don't get overwhelmed. That's the difference between today and 1970. 1970, you had mercury poisoning, you had fluoride poisoning, aluminum poisoning, lead poisoning. These were the big metals at the time, arsenic poisoning, you know. And so you had things you could take to, you know, reduce that. Arsenic was C and sulfur. Majority of the metals, again, with some form of chelating agent like EDTA or DMPA, I think is the other one. And today we got sodium thiosulfate, we got Epsom salts, anything with a sulfur content, with a sodium and sulfur, will be very effective in removing a lot of these things today, because we have to move forward in the realm we're at today and at the levels of how we're being poisoned today. You know, so you can look and start investigating accordingly. Okay, hi all. How do I know if 5G is running in my area? Where do you live, squirrel? You're in Michigan, aren't you? Not sure where you are. But Florida has it. The East Coast, a couple states in the East Coast have it. Oregon has it. California has it. And I believe Michigan does as well. What part of Michigan, I do not know. We were looking at that last week, and we were talking about it. And, you know, and again, they mentioned the cities, but if you live in Michigan, type in 5G location on a search, and it should take you to where they're putting it up. 5G is going to be something that you're going to have to shield your bedrooms. You may have to start shielding your homes. I suggested in the past, go buy some lead powder. Put a little canola oil in your paint with the lead powder and mix it in with your latex or whatever you're using, and start painting the outside of your homes again. Even in the roof, your roof underneath, you might want to put lead paint there as well, because again, you have absolutely no shielding on your roof unless you've got some kind of a roof material that deflects frequencies. Yeah, it's going to be coming through the roof. Your windows, you may want to look at investing in a some kind of either a mesh or a screen that you can put on and run a ground from your windows, something that's, you know, pliable. They got these screen meshes you could buy at a dollar store that you put on over a door, so if you want to go in and out, you can without having to shut the door. Now, something like that would work, and then again, attach it to a ground, so any frequency we'll go in there. Oh, you're in Washington? Yeah, Washington State does have the 5G going. I'm not sure where. You may have to do a search. You may have to look at the 5G in Washington, but it that is one of the states that it's going on in. So again, start thinking in terms of 5G. What, how are you going to do? How are you going to deal with it? You know, what are you going to deal with it? You're still going to want your cell phone. Yeah, you're still going to want your cell phone. You know, this is the other thing. Is it going to be worth having it? Some people tell me all the time now they need to have a phone for a job. I mean, I can empathize with you. I'm not. You better than buy a good shielding device for that phone. We have one at the shop here. It's got a two pocket shield. The one pocket you put the phone in, and it basically blocks the signal. Nothing can get through. The second pocket, basically, the only way the signal can get through is it has to go to the phone. Now you'd wear the shielding next to your body so that you will not get affected by the frequency of the phone, but so the phone calls can still get through without you being impacted. These are things you want to look at. You know, two ground dot has them as well up here in Canada. So again, if you're interested, you know for something like this, we have it. It may not be a bad idea to start looking at materials that is deflective of frequencies and start making clothing or shielding out of those materials. Making like a poncho or something that you can slip over and attach with Velcro very easily. This way, again, your upper organs will minimize any exposure of these frequencies. And as time goes on, again, learn how to develop things. You know, you may have to fight frequency with frequency. You know what I mean? You may have to start thinking in those terms. Fighting frequencies with frequencies. Creating EMF fields around you so that their fields can't get to you, or at least can deflect. You know, these are things you have to start thinking of. You're living in a George Jetson world. The only difference is our homes aren't on stilts and they don't rise and go up and down all the time. But that's where we're at today. You know, we're in that George Jetson age. And if those of you don't know who George Jetson is, in my day they used to show the Flintstones, which was a prehistoric family in a dinosaur day. And then they showed us another set of cartoons of the Jetsons, which was, again, the futuristic perspective that they had planned for us already in 1950. And again, the plan is coming through. They have to break traditional method means. They have to break the traditional ideas. You have to eliminate God out of the equation for sure. You have to eliminate all religion out of the equation. That basically is a godless society with nothing but machinery as they're already integrated or interfaced with AI. The AI is the God of that day. And that's what's coming through. That's what's coming to. So when we're looking at our genetic code, and I mentioned this before, when you're looking at the genetic code and you're looking at it from the 50s to today and how it's devolved from a normal heterosexual genetics to where we're at today, and how it was broken down almost on a 20-year sequence. It's really interesting how, you know, if you look at the historical aspect of it, from the 60s to the promiscuous era, to the 70s to the homosexual era, to the 80s to the, what do you call that there, disco era. You know, you went from heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, and now we're at transsexual. Or transgenders. Oh yeah, went transsexual and now transgender. This is phenomenal. This is phenomenal, you know. And again, this has been introduced and made to be accepted as a normal process, you know, or as something, or some anomaly that has occurred. And now we have to accept it and not judge it. I would agree to one aspect of that. Don't judge the people. A lot of people are victims of this. And then again, I would call them a targeted individual, just being hit with a different weapon. You know, that's what transgender people are. They are a targeted individual. They were transgenically poisoned to create this transgender affliction. You know, that's how you have to look at it. You have to look at these things for what's really going on. The human race has been under a strong attack, you know, ever since we've been conceived on this planet. And there's always been this thing to try to control us and control our thinking, control our way we perceive things, do things, go about our lives, how we're constantly being built up and destroyed, how we're being manipulated without our awareness. And then when we are aware of it and we decide not to play the game, then other things start to happen. So when you're looking at the transgender, you have to look at them as a targeted individuals. And the weapon that was used was transgenic genes in the food supply. You know, and they were targeted and they were hit. And then this is the experiment. And these are the prototypes. These are the same type of prototypes that we were back in my day. And from here, God only knows where the human race is going. You know, because again, it's going to come to a point where you're not going to need a human. You won't need a human. Or you can take the DNA of a human and incorporate it into an artificial intelligence or an artificial life form. This is where we're heading. You know, when you watch Star Trek and you saw Data and how Data won the hearts of everybody, Data's such a cool little android. You know, he's the Pinocchio of the future, the artificial life. This is what they display. This is what they, again, try to get you to, you know, accept the ship, they're always saving the ship, because the ship was another form of artificial intelligence, artificial life, maybe. So, again, these are the things that they have been displaying to us in such a way that we would accept it when it come. All right, come on back after the break. I think the break is coming, and we'll see you in a bit.
Nationwide.
Hey everybody, welcome to this second half of the first show. I'm going to give you a couple announcements, let you know some of the things that are happening in Canada and Ontario. You know, we got a bunch of people here who are active and who really care or give a damn about what's going on. And one of those people is Bye Bye Blue Sky, Susan Marr. She's going to be up at the Huntsville Place Mall August 12th to September 12th. So anybody in Ontario, and if you're coming from the U.S. and you want to, you know, take a trip up there, she's not too far. She's a couple hours, I think an hour or so outside of Toronto, maybe a little more, up near Lake Muskoka, Ontario. Again, there's lots of free outreach material, raffles, info, and nano transformation from me. She put that in there. Yeah, go talk to Susan. You can get to meet an activist who's out there performing, or not performing, but, you know, putting, well, that didn't come out good either, displaying information on chemtrails and nanotechnology, and she's right up there with in the awareness factor. Go check her out. Would encourage you to go check her out. And again, say hi, you know, hey, you read your stuff. Another thing I want to point out, last week I was telling you about a report we did. Well, actually, I didn't do this. I helped collaborate, again, with Bye Bye Blue Sky on the report, who was then was published by America Out Loud. And the first one was Morgellons Disease, Nano Poisoning. The link is in the chat room, part one. And the second part of it, Nano Health Solutions in a 21st Century AI World, Part 2. It's been complete, it's been put out there, and from what we were told, distribution can reach anywhere from 800,000 to a million people. So that's pretty good. The awareness factor on artificial intelligence, nanotoxicology, nano infiltration, genetic damage, and a whole host of things that I've been mentioning is now been published on the internet. So again, feel free. Again, the link is americanoutloud.com/nano-health-solutions 21st century. I think if you just type in nano-health solutions, it should take you to the sites. You've got two different websites on it. They did a part one and a part two, and the author of it, so I don't want to leave her out either. Show some class and give her her due. Let me see here. I got to get down to the. Oh, there she is. Her name is Susan Price, who actually helped compile this with Susan Marr and published it out up on the American Out Loud. So, again, go check it out. It's a good piece of work, good piece of writing. It's going to basically show you where we're at, how we got there, what's going on. You know, why it might be happening. You know, when we're talking chemtrails, we're talking nano. If we're talking air pollution, we're talking nano. If we're talking, you know, water pollution today, we're talking nano. You know, when we're talking $2 trillion a year business that was never tested, You know, we all have this assumption sometime that what's coming out in the market can't be all that bad. And then what winds up happening 20 years later, we got 3 eyes, 4 antennas, 6 legs, you know, a tail, and fur. Because nobody looked at the research adequately or accurately, and government agencies and corporations, you know, banded together to keep people who were looking at things. They would try to, again, quell them or ridicule them so that their findings would appear to be invalid. You know, the people wearing the aluminum hats. Remember that? Remember how people used to get always teased that they're wearing the aluminum hats? They weren't so crazy. But they were ridiculed by the general public, by the media, as being ludicrous, insane, blah, blah, blah. And they came up with all kinds of BS to keep people in the dark. And this is the interesting thing about it. A lot of people still have not figured that out. They have not figured out that the media is showing you what they want you to see. I point this out sometime with some of the things they show us on the media with transgenders and whatever. And, you know, when you're looking at the population as a whole, when you got 1% of a population, or up to 1% of a population, having been exposed or is being exposed 99% of the time, or 100% of the time, the impression it's giving the general population is that this is very common. It's already been accepted, and nothing could be further from the truth. But this is the perception that they produce. When you're looking at some of the media things in the Middle East, a lot of that's being perpetrated to again jade one side. You know, when a war is being fought, or when there is a skirmish going on, it takes two to tango. And one will blame the other for whatever, but you need to listen to both sides here. The United States, in my humble opinion, and Canada, should pull out of the Middle East altogether. Don't need to be there. Shouldn't have to be there. And the idea that we're supporting this country and that country and this country, why do we need to support these countries? Do we not have the resources here right in North America to sustain ourselves? Why do we need to be in those places? You know, so again, these are questions that we should be asking today. You know, the Middle East has been at war for over 75 years. Why do we need to continue this perpetuating this war? If the support mechanisms were taken away, I guarantee you they'd be at the peace table in a week. And they would negotiate a solid peace. But we only get one aspect of the story. That's all we're getting. You know, and then and then we also got all these other distractions. So I'm pointing this out, not that I'm taking any sides. I have taken a side. My side is get out. We don't belong there. We have so many problems going on in North America today that I don't see how we have the time to go out and police the planet. You know, when you see these, this is one of my pet peeves. This is one of my biggest pet peeves. When you watch a television show and they're telling you to donate money to some poor country in the middle of nowhere, a country you've never heard of, policies of the country you've never even heard of, governments of those countries you don't even know what are about, and they want you to all of a sudden start donating money to this poor country. Did it ever occur to you that the money you were donating was to go and buy arms? Since you don't know anything about this country, you don't know anything about its dynamics at all, and you start throwing money because you feel sorry for the people that they show you, because again, the image that they're showing, some child is starving or whatever. Not saying that that may not be happening, but since you don't know the policies of that country, and you're sending money, did you ever think maybe that money is going toward arming the war? Just a thought. Make you think a little bit. See, I think about Bangladesh when they did that whole concert with Bangladesh and they brought all that food over for all those starving people in Bangladesh, and not one of them got any of that food. It rotted on the docks. And what the governments were doing is they were taking that food and they were selling it for guns, bullets, and bombs. That's what happened. So again, my point here on this is consider this. with all the poor people we have in this country, in the United States and Canada, with all the unfortunate people that have come about losing their jobs and losing things and, you know, their way of life being completely destroyed, why don't we first take care of these people? Why don't we first look after our own in North America? You know, why don't we look here? Why are we looking in some far out country? You know, a country here needs help. Okay. If you can help somebody, I encourage it. You know, I tell people all the time, when you know, even when they're making my bucket, you know, get somebody to help you. If you don't know how to do it, get somebody in your area, able to, you know, they can help you, you know. Building the triangle, the same thing. Even my flash drive, I tell people, if you want to make copies and distribute to your network, feel free to do so, okay? That's my way of trying to help somebody who can't afford it. If you can afford it, that's great. If you want to make copies, give it away. I'm telling you to give it away, you know. Let everybody have an access. Let everybody have the opportunity to, again, you know, be able to protect themselves and save themselves. You know, we have to start thinking in those terms today. We can't be looking at, okay, sure there's a cost factor and we should be somehow compensated for those costs, but then also there's a charitable side. You know, we're willing to be charitable to other countries that we have no knowledge of their dynamics or their infrastructure, their policies or their beliefs. Why don't we give to our own countries that we know what they believe? We know we have a belief system. We know we have a society of people who think alike, who've been educated along the same lines. So why not help ourselves? I think that is the most charitable thing you can do right now. If we got a country that's coming apart at the seams, and Canada's coming apart at the seams as well. We only got pockets of places in Canada that have any wealth. The rest of the country's poor. When we're looking at, you know, what we have going on in our respective countries, maybe we should start looking at helping each other. You know, see somebody on the street, buy them a meal. Don't give them any money, buy them a meal. The idea is you give them money, they may go buy booze, but you give them a meal, at least you fill their gut. You know, things like that, simple little things like that you can do. You know, I've done it myself, other people have done it as well. It can be a life-changing event for those people on the street. You know, like I said, I think it's time that we stop supporting all these things going on that they want money for that you're sending away. And, you know, let's keep it here. Let's keep that money home here and help each other. You know, if we help each other, then we become strong again. And that's the only way we're going to become strong. The way it is right now, we're fragmenting more and more because every time somebody loses a job, every time somebody loses a career, if a company pulls out and goes to China, they're talking about buying Chrysler now, the Fiat Chrysler ownership. And they want to sell it to China. So that's a perspective that, again, you may want to look at, you know. So when we're talking today in terms of what we should be doing as a health thing, when we help each other, we also renew our own spirit. We also renew our own body. We also renew our own genetics, you know, because we're giving a part of ourselves to somebody who needs it. We're not turning our back on it, you know. And again, you help anybody you can. Again, don't make them dependent on you either, but again, assisting is something that you want to at least try at home. If you give somebody a meal, at least you know it's not going to buy a bullet. You know it's not going to go buy a grenade or a rocket launcher or some sort of robot that's killing people in the middle of nowhere. You know, this whole idea of sustaining this insanity, it's got to come to an end somewhere, some way, somehow. This is, and the only way that's going to stop is when we ourselves, in our own personage, quit donating to these causes overseas. I wouldn't support Israel at all. Israel can support itself. Israel has its own military. Why does it need our support? Why do you need to send Israel money? You know, I wouldn't support anybody on the Middle East side either. They have the Saudis and everybody else who's got money. So why would we support either side financially? Support the American at home, support your Canadian at home. That would be my theme anyway. That would be what I'd say. We got enough people here that have problems that we could probably help. You'd be surprised how gifted most of you are, and you don't think nothing about it. And again, you have no idea that how a simple little word from you can make a difference in somebody's life. You really have no idea, you know. You don't have to be a podcaster. You can be, and that helps too. But anybody you come across, anybody you see, you know, again, start looking at that. You know, start looking at ways to incorporate people in some way, somehow. We need to build networks. You know, we need to build networks, and we need to build networks so that we can start creating a cooperative, if you will. Some of you don't like the word communist, so we'll call it cooperative, where we're actually sustaining each other, breaking away from the mainstream economies and starting our own dichotomy, because that's where it's going to come to anyway. If we're thinking the mark of the beast, okay, and again, this is just hypothetical. Again, it's speculative. I don't know for sure. I can't say I know for sure. But if we're looking at the mark of the beast, and if they're already stopping, or trying to stop children from going into schools because they're not vaccinated, okay, and that's denying them access, who's to say up the way they're not going to do the same thing with your jobs, with your businesses, with where you live? Who's to say they're not going to create that anomaly there? And that would be like the mark of the beast. You won't be able to do anything without that vaccine. Now, again, I'm not saying that's what it is, nor am I implying that, but it sure sounds like this is where it's heading and this is what they're going to use. And we, again, need to start thinking ahead. Okay, how can I avoid that whole scenario? Well, what if we built a community and, again, sustained ourselves? Didn't need anything. We're completely autonomous. That's how we got to start thinking toward autonomy, not dependency. So again, this is just something I'm throwing out there tonight. It wasn't planning on going this way, but I, you know, I decided that, well, it's where it took me in regard to, you know, all that's going on. You've got a lot of activists out there. Some of them are really good, some not so good. And again, you need to discern that as well. You know, and when you got people like Susan Maher and Bernadette Green out there doing stuff and getting very little support or hardly any support, it's, you know, it really can be discouraging, but they keep on trucking through it. They really do. And again, even like the Micro Effect, it's a broadcast podcast. It's giving you some of the best information you could ever get anywhere else. And again, they shouldn't be struggling. You know, that's my thinking on it. Places that are giving you something of real meat and substance should be up on the top of your list. You know, and the other thing too, another biggest pet peeve is giving these TV evangels your money. A lot of those evangels are not even Christian. They're Mormon. They're not Mormons. They're Masons. A lot of them are Freemasons. You know, they serve Lucifer. So why would you support their ministry? They're only whispering sweet nothings in your ear, and that's exactly what they are, sweet nothings. Why would you support them? And again, how do you know that the money you're giving to these institutions are not going to the drug scene in South America or going to arming, you know, insurgences in other parts of the world or training terrorists in the United States and Canada? How do you know the money's not going there? You know, again, I'm just provoking thought here. Why would you support a Masonry when you should be supporting Christendom if you were a Christian? That's my question to you. So again, I'm pointing that out because we're wasting resources putting money in the wrong places, you know, and assuming that these places are legit. Anybody can get a tax number. You can go get a tax number and have people start donating to you, you know, nonprofit. Anybody can do that. You know, anybody can dress a part. Anybody can have a three-piece suit on and walk around with a Bible and say, hey, you're going to go to hell, blah, 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 get right with God, you know, that kind of thing. Anybody can tell you that. Doesn't take much. I think it's better to be a doer of the word than just a listener. That's just my thinking, you know. I don't talk a lot about biblical stuff. I do mention it a lot of times, but I prefer doing, living it, rather than just speaking it. Speaking it is great, and I do speak it at times, you know, when I'm prompted to do so. But other times, I just try to live it. That's the best thing I can tell anybody, is try to live it. Live it the best you can, because it's not an easy life. You know, it's not an easy way to go on walking. But anyway, I guess I wanted to point that out, because I think what's healthy is if we start looking at helping ourselves helping our own respective countries. I don't mind helping Canada. I don't mind helping the United States. You know, I really don't have a problem in North America. The money is staying here. I know somebody in Michigan that needs help, or Ohio, they're at least close enough to home where I can help them. You know, or if we need help here in Ontario, if somebody wants to help us from the U.S., again, they're close enough to home to know that it's legit. So again, you know, this is my point. You know, instead of us meddling in affairs and supporting military activities in other parts of the world, drug activities in other parts of the world, why not let's take care of each other here at home? That's just my thinking. All right, before I go on, I'm always talking about the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. Again, something that you might want to start supporting. Give them your support so they can keep on broadcasting and growing, hopefully. So again, you know, get a hold of Joe and see how you can help him. I got two activists here in Canada, Susan Maher and Bernadette Green. Bernadette Green with GAG Canada and Susan Maher at BlueSky.com. She's again, let me get this back up real quick. She's again up in the Huntsville area. I don't know what happened here. Let me get back to the thing there. She's got an open display there on chemtrails and I lost the stupid thing. Chemtrails and nanotechnology. So again, go check her out. As soon as I find the stupid thing, I had it and it moved on me. So here we go. Is that it? No. Anyway, supporter, again, go to buybybluesky.com. Check out the site. And as soon as I find the thing again, I'll get it back up. Is that it? No. And then you got me down here at Windsor, 519-977-5351, or independs@yahoo.com. Again, if you go to my website, again, augmentandforce.com, there you can see the catalog link. Click on the catalog link, and there you'll find in the catalog link the flash drive, you'll find the bucket, you'll find the triangle, you'll find t-shirts, you will find all kinds of things in regard to helping you with your health. Feel free to access, feel free to call, or send me an email if you need a consultation as well. We can do them through Skype or the phone as you wish. Again, number is 519-977-5351 or independs@yahoo.com. I'll have to get this. Oh, here it is. Again, Bye Bye Blue Sky is going to be at the Huntsville Place Mall from August 12th to September 12th in Lake Muskoka, Ontario. Again, she's going to give out lots of reading material, lots of stuff for you to, again, become more aware of what's going on. And again, go say hello. She's going to be there. Meet a real live activist, live in living color. Alrighty. So again, okay, I'm just looking for questions up here. Again, when we're looking at what we can do in regard to our health, again, we have to start thinking in terms of tomorrow, today. In other words, 5G is coming. Instead of waiting for 5G to come, we need to start investigating what we can do now to block it. And when you're outside, when you're driving your car, you know, when you're going to work, what measures can you take to negate it, to neutralize it, you know, when you're at home, sleeping at night in your homes, you know, when the frequencies, the towers are going off at, you know, 12 at midnight and 3 in the morning and 5 to 8 in the morning and 11 to 12 in the afternoon and 3 in the afternoon, 5 to 8 in the afternoon and so forth. And again, that times may vary depending on where you are. How are you going to protect yourself? What are you doing to detoxify your body and removing the body from heavy, 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 concentrated metallic materials that are on the nano scale? You know, don't wait till you get an outbreak. Don't wait till the nano poisoning sets in and you start seeing lesions and geometrical patterns and maybe even fiber material coming out of your skin or causing inactivity in your brain or, you know, a host of other things. Start thinking now what you're going to do for protection, because that's how you have to pay attention. Your environment can create an epigenetic effect on your system and cause a genetic change in your body so that when you produce an offspring, they too can be genetically damaged. Now, this whole thing has become a complete fiasco. And it's not, nothing is what they're claiming it to be. And as you can tell, they're not even testing stuff. And if they are testing stuff, they're putting it out in the general population without the consent of the general population. And this is what we have to stop happening. If they're going to release something in the environment, they need our consent. If they're not going to get our consent, then they need to quit doing what they're doing. And the political leaders that are in power need to be aware of this activity so that they will know that they are going to be, it's going to be brought to their attention, and nothing happens. Removal of these people from the system. You know, remove them from the party. If they're in power and they're not acting on the powers they have, then they need to be removed. They're not doing anything anyway. All right, come back to part two, and when you come back, we're going to get into some other details. What do you say? All right, see you in a bit.